Okay, we are on Yud Dalet Amud Beis. We started the Mishnah and the Gemara there. Let's just start it from the beginning, and then we'll roll right in. So the Mishnah as follows: Konam Shani Yashen Shani Medaber Shani Mahalecha Omer LeYishal Konam Shani Meshamsheich Hayreize Belo Yachel Dvaro. Right. So a person takes language of Konam is usually language of Shvuah. So we're going to talk about this whole problem, how we deal with this. But the bottom line is, a person takes some type of oath that they're not going to sleep, they're not going to speak, they're not going to walk, or to a woman that they won't be mishamish with her. In all those cases, the person is harei zeh b'lo yachel dvaro. So it sounds like, usually if you want to say the value of the isser, you would say, the language you use is usser, right? Or like, you know, so harei zeh b'lo yachel dvaro, we're going to have to see what they mean exactly, right? They're somehow in the category of lo yachel dvaro. They might violate lo yachel dvaro. They violated it already. We'll have to see. But they did something bad in terms of taking an eder. So it says the Gemara as follows. Itmar, konam inai b'sheina hayom, im isham l'machar. Person says, there's some type of oath on my eyes regarding sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow. So Amar Rav Yehuda, and by the way, what's the difference between Konam Shani Yashen and Konam Enai? So one is taking that the nether or the shvuah is on the sleeping, right, on the activity, and one is that it's on the eyes, on some type of part of my body. So we're using a certain part of my body. So we'll see how that may make a difference, the difference between nether and shvuah. So we're focusing on the fact that the person makes this stipulation, right? That there's some type of prohibition on sleeping today if I sleep tomorrow. So the question becomes, what do you say about my activity today at this point, right? So there's an issur of sleeping today if I sleep tomorrow. I mean, if I don't sleep tomorrow, then what I do today won't matter. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ayashen Hayom. So Rav Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, that you're forbidden to sleep today. Why? Shema yashen lamachar, because you might sleep tomorrow. Okay. Even though, right, the issue of sleeping today will only matter if I sleep tomorrow. So you can say, I'm not actually forbidden to sleep right now. Rav Yehuda says, yes, you are. You can't sleep today now because maybe you'll sleep tomorrow and then it'll turn out that your sleeping today was awesome. Okay. Rav Nachman Amar yashen hayom. Rav Nachman says, what do you mean? You can sleep today. V'lo chayshina and shema yashen lamachar. Tomorrow is the day that's a problem. So if you don't sleep tomorrow, then you'll be fine. So you can sleep today. I'm not worried, right, about whether you're going to sleep, about your sleeping tomorrow. Fine. So that's the machlokas between Yehuda Amarav and Rav Nachman is when a person makes a stipulation about today, if I sleep tomorrow, do we say right away, already you're forbidden to sleep today because of concern of what might happen tomorrow? Okay. But Yehuda says, by the way, if the case was different, it was flipped, where the day that's the Tanai and the day that's the actual Isser are switched, right? When the person says, I'm forbidden to sleep tomorrow if I sleep today, so then, Shiyashen Hayom. Rav Yehuda agrees, in that case, you can actually sleep today. Why? Ki lo mizdahir bitna. Because the way it works in human psychology, he says, is that what people care about is the Isser day, not the Tanai day. Even though in the end, it actually makes no difference. Which, right, as long as one of them, right, as long as you make sure that you didn't sleep on the Tanai day, then the Isser day is not going to matter, right? But it doesn't matter. What ends up happening is in the original case where you said, Konam einai b'sheina hayom imeishan lamachar. So if you sleep today, what's going to happen? You might actually end up sleeping tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow was just the Tanai day, right? But if you said, I'm asked to sleep tomorrow if I sleep today, and you sleep today, what's going to happen? You're not going to sleep tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow's the day you said that. Tomorrow is the day. That's asr. Even though, again, it doesn't really matter. If you sleep both days, it's still asr, right? So look at the Ran. Kilo zari b'tanai. It's still on your dalam on base. Where it says Gemara ki lo zar b'tanai, it's like seven lines in the bottom of the page. First words in the line could be Gemara b'siyat d'shmaya, and then it says Gemara again. See where I am? So it says the Ran kevan she'eno ikar ha'iser. Right, when it comes to tanai, he's not going to be worried. He's not going to be worried as much because it's not the main fundamental day of the Isser. Ela tanai, le yom risha. It's a tanai about the other day. Avavi yisuro, kevin shu ikra Isser, afa pi she'enu aser, mitzad atzmo, ela betse rufal, she'yom rishon, afilu hachim yizayr. It's an argument in human psychology, right? That people care more about the day that is actually aser than the day that is the tanai day. Oh, if I sleep today, then tomorrow's a problem, so then I'm not, then like, you know, then I'm, or sorry, if I sleep today, if I sleep tomorrow, then it turns out that today was a problem, so I'm not going to worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow I won't be as careful, right? Because it's not the actual day. Fine. Okay. But the bottom line is, and maybe more importantly for what our conversation is going to continue, is that Rav Yehuda holds that in the initial case, where the Isser is, right, I'm not allowed to sleep today. If I sleep tomorrow, Rav Yehuda have the opinion that you're not allowed to sleep tomorrow. You're not allowed to sleep today. Right, that's what he holds. Even though you have not yet, l'chor midr abanan, right? Because we're nervous that you might come to violate the Isser that you know, that could come if you sleep both days. As opposed to Rav Nachman, who says, that's not true. I'm not worried about that. Okay, fine. So says the Gemara now. Tanan. Konam shani yashen, shani mehalich, shani medaber v'chulei, heichidami. So the Gemara wants to know, okay, good. So let's go back to the case of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, again, that the person took some type of oath that they're not going to sleep, they're not going to walk, they're not, etc. So what's the case? What's the scenario that we are talking about? So look in the Ron now. We're going to be flopping back and forth between Tesvav and Yudal just for a couple minutes here. So Heichidami says the Ron, Klomar be'eza lasha neder. Meaning, what lasha neder are we talking about here? Because again, the asring sleep is different than asring my eyes. So continues the Gemara. Ile ma kidigatani shani yashen. Right? If the language is, if it's actually a neder, you know, a konam on the sleeping, mi have nidra. That's not a neder. Vatnan, chomer b'shavuos, shavuos chalos al davar sheyesh bo mamish, v'al davar she'en bo mamish. Ma she'enkin b'nidarim, v'sheina davar she'en bo mamishu. Right? So we know, right, that one of the differences between Shavuos and Nidarim, and maybe a Chumrah of Shavuos, meaning it's more all-encompassing, is that a Shavuah can be Chal on something that exists and on something that doesn't actually exist, right? It doesn't exist per se. Sleep is something that doesn't actually exist. Sleep is an activity, right? Sleeping, right? As opposed to Nether, which is a Nether on, you know, I can't get any benefit from my watch, right? But sleeping is not an item, right? And a shavua is the thing that's chal on things that aren't actually physical things. So look back in the Ran. Ile mikitikatani shani yashen mi have nidra. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 lines in the bottom. End of the line. Nir be'enai dahachi perusha. This is what I think it means. The ilu matzinan lameimar dahachi katani lo tikshi masnisin l'Rav Yehuda. Okay? Because if this is how the... this is what's going to be the whole conversation. That like, Rav Yehuda is going to come under attack here. So the point is, that this is the pshat in the Mishnah. So then we won't have a problem with Rav Yehuda. Why? Dematzin lameimar dematznisan lavi tenavi sura askinan. Because you could argue that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where our Mishnah just said konam shani yashen. It never talked about today versus tomorrow. That we never had this conversation. That's the Gemara's case, right? But our Mishnah didn't talk about these stipulations here, right? Ella benoder shani yashen lechud. Right, the only conversation that our Mishnah had was some type of oath not to sleep. Bekamash malon the avagav the leka hacha cheftza. Right, and what's the chiddush? That even though there's no item on which there is a neder, right? Chayal nidra. There's still a neder. Right, that's like sort of the chiddush here. Aval lo matzina lemeimar hachi. But I can't say that. The tanya dechiyagav na lochal, because you can't say that, because then that's not a neder, right? So if you want to say like, yeah, our Mishnah is don't sleep at all, right, or whatever, or just some type of, you know, shvua, something on sleeping, right? And that's different than our Gemara here, right? So and it's two different cases. So then I'm not going to have you can't understand our you know, Gemara, because we have a Mishnah that's against it. No Mishnah against it. It's two different cases, right? One is just a shvua about not sleeping, and one is about a neder, right? So. So that's going to be a problem. And why is that a problem? Because our Mishnah can't be a neder. That's not going to work, right? So So fine. So we go back to the Gemara. Fine. So if you want to argue, you know, this is two different types of nedarim, it's not two different types of nedarim because it's not a nether. So that can't be the case. So what must be the case? Ella, back in Gemara. So Ella da Amar Konam Einai Bishena. So I'll tell you what the case must be. Case must be that he actually took a nether. The nether is taken on his eyes. Right? I can't use my eyes for sleeping. Right? My eyes can't close from sleeping. And that was the nether that was taken. Right? So go back on the Ran. So Ella da Amar Konam Einai Bishena says the Ran Klomar Vikamash Malan Dinahi Di E Efshar Below Shena. Meaning you can't not sleep. It's not possible for a person not to sleep. And we're going to talk about that more as we move along. Right? Meaning it's impossible for a person not to sleep. But the argument will be, if the person says, konam ina b'shena, it'll be that if I decide to go to sleep, and if I choose sleeping, as opposed to if sleep, you know, just, right, falls upon me, right? But I choose to sleep. We'll see if this holds as we move along. But at this point, the argument is that if I say konam inai b'shena, I can't get benefit from my eyes in sleeping, right? So that's a person taking a nether not to use his eyes for sleeping. Maybe every person's going to sleep at some point. Okay, but I didn't ask for sleeping. I asked for the use of my eyes for sleeping. Okay, fine. And that's the nether that was taken. Fine. Okay. So it says Gemara. That's still bizarre. So go back to the Gemara now. V'i delo yahiv shi'ura mishavkinan lei. Ada aver isr bayachal. Okay, but if that's the case, you want to make it like a, you want to say that it's a nether not to sleep, that's going to be very difficult, right? Really? The guy didn't give any shear. Like, for how many days is he not allowed to use his eyes to sleep, right? So if it's, if he didn't give me a specific amount of time during which he's not allowed to sleep, mishav kinin lei, we're going to leave the guy alone, ada aver isr bayachal, until he violates the isr. Right, of violating your nether, we're not going to do that. V'ha Amar Rav Yochanan, but the Rav Yochanan said the following case: Shavua Shelo Ishan Shlosha Yomim. This is a Gemara actually that's quoted in many other places. Oh, we actually saw it. I guess the place we saw it most recently was in Yevamos Kufchaf Aleph and Beis. That's Mizrach Shas. So, okay, but we've seen it before, but it comes up every once in a while in Shas. So Rav Yochanan says Shavua Shelo Ishan Shlosha Yomim. If a person says taking a Shavua that I shouldn't sleep. Again, Shavua can be chal on an activity right now, right? So take a Shavua that I'm not going to sleep for 3 days. What happens? Malkin oso v'yashin la'alter. The moment the person takes the Shavua, I won't sleep for 3 days, he gets malchus immediately, and we say, go to sleep right away. Okay? Well, why is that?
It's impossible.
Because it's impossible. Right? If a person takes a Shavua not to sleep for 3 days, no person can go 3 days without sleeping. It's not a possible thing to do. So the moment you take the nether, you've already did something that you shouldn't have done. And we'll see why in a second. So take a look at the Ran on the bottom of your Dalam and base still. Last one on the bottom. Umishav kinin le ad avar isura bayachel. We can let the person wait until he violates the isur. Klomar. Bechi haigavna michal nidra klal. When a person takes a nether on my eyes not to sleep, that's not a nether, right? Kevan the efshalo lakaimo, but like you can't fulfill that nether. It's impossible. Right? So how can that be? So now jump to the top. So Tesvav Haman Aleph. So what happens to the guy who takes a Shavua not to sleep for 3 days? Malkin Oso Mishum Shavua Shav. Right? You already, by taking such a Shavua, you've already taken a false Shavua. Right? Okay. V'yashen la'altin, you should go to sleep right away. The Ran says you can go. Not he must sleep. You don't force him to sleep, but he can go to sleep right away, right? If he wants to. She'ein shvua chal la'asr klal, because the shvua isn't chal to ask him. V'hachanami heichal nidra, meaning he gets malchus for taking a shvua shav, but he doesn't actually violate the shvua in the sense that we have to see the differences between a shvua shav and the violation of a shvua. Right, so the point, presumably, the answer is that he takes a shvua that's a lie. It's a shua that can't be ever fulfilled. So he gets malchus. We have to see that there, right? There are abundant, but he gets malchus for violating the shua shav. But he doesn't violate his shua that he took. Why? Because it doesn't exist. Because he took a shua for something that's impossible to do, right?
So that, but that's not like a no harm, no foul. You, it's like you do. It's
he
a,
gets
it's
malchus, Easter, right? Right. Again, it could be he gets. We have to see if he gets. Did it say in the Shavu Shav that the malchus he gets is the rest of the Rabbanan? Does it say that in the note? Because the Ron says Shavu Shav, which sounds like it's the rest. Noted there? Doesn't say, right?
Doesn't say.
Okay, we'll have to see. Moving on. But, because one might argue that it fits well in the sense that you get Malchus, let's say, Malchus, like Malchus Mardus, right? Midir Abanan, for doing something that you shouldn't do, right?
So that's why.
So there, because the Shua, when he takes the Shua, he uses the Shem Hashem. That's why. Because he takes the Shua, he uses the Shem Hashem.
So he didn't take one of these shortcuts.
He took Shem Hashem in vain. That's why. So he took Shem Hashem in vain, and because he already used the Shem Hashem for something that's impossible. So that's also he took the Shem Hashem. But he doesn't violate. We don't have like a lo yachel dvaro in the sense that he didn't violate his. It's a Shua that's not possible. So it's usher because he took the Shem Hashem in vain, but he doesn't violate the yachel dvaro for not fulfilling his oath.
Right.
Yeah.
Would it change?
He quotes
the Ron
for that.
He quotes the Ron for that?
Yeah, for what you're saying.
I mean, the Ron says, Mishum Shua, that's why.
Right.
But
since the oath being impossible to fulfill has no validity, he's not bound by it, and therefore may sleep immediately.
But also, I skipped a piece of the Ron. Go back to the diagonal base on the bottom. I skipped a piece of the Ron. I was trying to be fancy because ran out of time, but I shouldn't have skipped it. Take a look. Where's the Mishav Kinen Lei Ad the Avri Yisur Bayachel? So we read the first line, right? Meaning the Nefesh Nachal. It's possible to fulfill. So keep reading. V'Nakat Lishna the Mishav Kinen Lei, and the Gemara specifically uses the language of do we allow it, right? Mishum De Bayla Suye Allah Had Rabbi Yochanan She Bishvua. Right, because we're gonna you're gonna attack it from Rav Yochanan that it's a shua u'b'shua shayech ha'elishna, because by shua you can have this language. We'll see why. Klomar deloshav kidan midla halkos ad the aver iser bayachel. Meaning the point is we don't leave him right until to get malchus until he violates bayachad varo elala alter malchus. Meaning we said do we leave him right? Meaning the language was what do you mean? Right, and if he doesn't take, there's no shear to it. Do we leave him alone until he violates the Isser? Meaning, no, we give him malchus immediately. Right, that's the point. Meaning that we leave him to wait to see if he'll violate it. Right, the point is, do we let him wait? No, we give him malchus immediately. Right, and why is that? Mishum shua shav. Right, because he took it basically shem Hashem in vain. Va'af agav de beneder lo shayachachi the neder shav lo eshkachan the aser. Mishum shvua nakar ha'lishna. Meaning the point is that there's no such thing by a net. There's only such thing by a shvua. Because the language of shvua has a shem Hashem. The language of neder does not. And that's why. So fine. So we should have read the end of that run. Fine. So fine. But the point is that but it's still important for us because the point is that the isser of violating his shvua, he doesn't have, right? And so we don't leave him alone, right? So if that's true, now take it all the way back to our case. So then, our case of konam enai b'sheina doesn't make sense if there's no in terms of our question. Konam enai b'sheina is a net that we shouldn't allow, or that isn't a real net there because there's no time limit on it, right? And sleeping is going to happen eventually at some point, right? So that's what the Gemara is actually bothered by here. Right.
This is just—it's a very Pandora's box esoteric statement. Like, it's not possible for this to happen.
Right.
Because, I mean, we're the religion of things that happen that are outside of the natural bounds of things. So technically, somebody could say, "Oh, it was a nace. It was a whatever. Like, I was able to do it." So who's the one that determines? Two days and 12 hours is possible, but
it's a good question. And by the way, I think take it even further. What if the guy takes the neder or the shua and then he dies? Right. He never violated the oath. He died. Right. So it is possible, right? But I guess we'll have to see as we move along. But presumably the point is that even though we understand there's supernatural things, all kinds of things that could happen, we ask the question what's normal, right? We still have to we work in the range of reality, even though, yes, there are things that happen outside of reality, and even, like we said, the person could die. But and he would not have violated his Isser, right? But we still act in the realm of normal, the range of normal, right? Presumably.
Would that also mean, like, if he's a sleep scientist and coming up with some medication to avoid, like, it's, you know, it's like one of those, like, I'm not going to sleep until I get this done type of, like, incentive.
Oh, so what does the person mean? That's a different question. Like, use a certain language, then it doesn't really mean it?
The thought I was, like, jump out of a plane without a parachute. Right. Somebody did that. They landed in a giant net.
Right.
And everybody's going to say it's impossible. You'll die if you fall out of a plane without a parachute. But he created a mechanism
where he could do it.
And if he had stood up and, you know, at the beginning of this project and vowed to survive,
right?
But he's got a whole plan. It's right. So, like, does it change that this is like your incentive to do something, even though it's considered impossible?
Yeah, but again, even that case isn't really impossible, like you said, because there are scenarios, you know.
We just don't know if it's possible or
not. But I think these nidarim in general, as you move along, we see depending on the context and what the person really meant, et cetera. But the point is that a regular oath not to sleep, we say that's impossible. For no person cannot sleep, right? So you're right. But I think like it's the general understanding of the natural, what nature would say. But yeah. Fine, but the point here is he took an oath without any type of shear, right? How much time it's going to be. So if that's true, we know that when a person does that, when it comes to the case of Shavua, that we give him Malchus immediately for the Shavua Shav, but he goes to sleep immediately because the Shavua itself wasn't Chal. Fine. So...
Mashinkin with the Neder, right? Where you don't have that puzzle.
There's no Shavua Shav. Right. Right, so maybe just say poof, you did nothing. Exactly, good. So fine. So we said idlo yav shiur mishav kinen leyad de'aver isur v'achach. We don't do that. Rabbi Yochanan shiur shalosh yomim makanes av yeshan la'altar. Right. So if the case of our Mishnah really was that he seeks a konam on his or nether on his eyelids, right, not to fall asleep, that should be nothing. Okay. So Ella da Amar Konam Eina Bashenai Lamachar Imash Ishan Hayam. So now, if that's true, what must be the case? There must be a shear, and now the case must be the case that Gemara itself is talking about. Right? What's the case? The guy takes a shua, right, or a nether on his eyes, not to go to sleep tomorrow if he sleeps today. Okay. So that must be meaning our Mishnah must be referencing, even again, our Mishnah didn't say this. It just said Konam Sha'ani Yashain. But the point is, what's Konam Sha'ani Yashain? It has to be more specific than that. Oh, so it must be the case that the Mishnah that our Gemara talked about. Right? Where the guy takes an oath not to fall asleep tomorrow if he sleeps today. Okay. So Ha'amris Kol Bi'isure Mizdaher. Okay, but now if that's the case, right, the case that the guy says, Konam Eina B'Sheinai L'machar, if I sleep today, so then... You just told me, right, that what happens, Rabbi Yehuda himself, what did he say? That the person cares about the Isser, right? That's something he's actually careful about, right? And if that's true, then I should be allowed to sleep today, right? Why? Because I only care about tomorrow, right? Sure, we're going to run. Okay, you know what? So let's stop here. And we're going to pick up with this back and forth tomorrow.